Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to Neil Knox, and he was an NRA board member back in the 70s. Nothing passed on his watch. They stopped gun control during one of the biggest pushes ever. And he's been an outspoken critic of the compromisers at the NRA. And he's got a couple great magazines and a lot of great info at his website, neilknox.com. He has a real Second Amendment organization that I suggest folks support, Firearms Coalition. And I do want to go to some calls now, Mr. Knox, but then before you leave us, I do want to talk about the coalition and how people can get involved, perhaps even myself, because I support any real Second Amendment organization because that right is so important. In just a minute or so, what is the Second Amendment and why is it important? Neil?
The Second Amendment is fundamental to our other rights. It's the muscle behind the First Amendment. And there, with the exception of the Middle East, which I don't begin to understand, there is no case of a totalitarian dictatorship that has existed where the people had the right to own firearms. Now, there are places where we didn't yet have a dictatorship, but we've got a socialist government, we've got total control of the people, even in England, where they have very restrictive laws, and it's getting much worse very quickly. But as it's an insurance policy for us to have that, and that's exactly why the founding fathers made sure that that pre-existing right continued to exist. Let's talk about, if you don't mind, before we jump to calls, let's talk about a couple of things that people can do right now, things that are coming up that are positive, that are where we are on the offense.
Okay.
One of them is a section of where it was originally the Representative Todd Tiert's amendment to the Justice Department funding bill. That Tiert amendment was put into the Omnibus Crime Act, which is going to be the first item up when Senate gets back January 20. That has a block of reforms in there that Sarah Brady's screaming about, said that's going to weaken the BATF. Parts of it, the very good, strong parts of that, were knocked out in the conference committee by a Republican congressman who happens to be my congressman. Not that I'm proud of him, but that it
and
would
say his name.
That's Frank Wolf, and he's ready to retire, and so he's not worrying too much about it. He's not leaving this year, unfortunately. But I think
so. Let's just sell the grandkids out.
Yeah. Well, he's been working on us, but anyway, Tiert's amendment would have stopped some of the foolishness that BATF has been doing. That's really severe, but there's other things in it that are important to all gun owners. One thing about it is when they passed the so-called instant check, the law said that those records were to be destroyed. If I buy a gun or you buy a gun through a dealer, that is supposed to be destroyed, and the intent was, NRA wrote it, and I know it was their intent. I argued with them about it. They said, oh, this is going to be destroyed immediately. There won't be any record kept. Well, originally Clinton wanted to keep that record for 18 months. Then they wound up keeping it for 180 days, which is half a year. And now it's being kept at 90 days. Ashcroft, the Attorney General.
Stay there, Neil. We got a break again. We'll come back, long segment coming up. We'll let you finish up with the stuff that's happening, and we'll go to Regina, Ron, and others.
Hey, Hey, Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you, too, can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But, Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty. Just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got a bunch of callers here that want to talk to Neil Knox. And this guy did, in the 1970s, in 1977, what should be happening now. Staging a revolt at the NRA convention, taking over the NRA, demanding repeals of all gun laws, and making it a state matter again. Now, it's got to happen. It's got to happen now. And you know what? We can do this. We ended slavery in this country. Women didn't have the right to vote. You know, we can make them. It doesn't matter if they want to sit up there and tell us we're wrong. And you know what? If this Supreme Court says there's no Second Amendment, I'm not following it. Again, the same Supreme Court, that same building, said black people weren't human beings. So they're not God, folks. I've got my God, and it's not them. Neil Knox, you were talking about some positive things. Boil them down for us real quick.
Okay, I'll jump real quickly to it. Hillary Clinton is going to be leading the charge to take out the so-called Tiahrt Amendment. The most significant thing is the limit on the time that they can keep records on law-abiding citizens who buy guns. They can't keep them. Right now, they can keep them 90 days. This would cut it to 24 hours. There's other very important provisions in there that she's trying to take out. That is going to be up January 20th. It's part of the omnibus funding bill, and I don't know what's going to happen in the Senate, but it'll be a fight. There is another bill, H.R. 3193, that was introduced last fall by Souter Indiana and Ross of Arkansas, that bill would get rid of the D.C. gun law. Now, the reason that this is important to the entire country is that the Second Amendment has never been held to apply to the states. In D.C., that is a federal enclave. So if we can make that apply in the district, and there will be a knockdown, drag-out fight on this, if we can overturn that law by passing H.R. 3193, it's going to greatly help our position when the time comes to apply the Second Amendment to the states. Now, those two bills are up and moving, and those things that people need to be looking at right now.
All right, let's go ahead. Sure. Thank you, sir. Let's talk to Regina in Pennsylvania, then Ron, Randy, Hal, and our Harold and others. So go ahead, Regina.
Yes, to the Terre Haute Amendment, maybe you can get Tom DeLay to help us on that since Frank Wolf got rid of it. I just wonder, when you bring up Tom DeLay, I sort of shake a little bit because this man, from my understanding, you can check this out, he voted for No Child Left Behind. This is the biggest educational mandate that we've ever had in the country, and it's going to work on the states. And there's a part of it, which I wish you would look at, H.R. 1078. It's the American History and Civics Education Act. Mr. Bush is pushing this wildly because it fits in with the goals of UNESCO, which he pushes into, which basically destroys the family. And the last message I got from the Education Department, they want the children's God to be the education part and grow the children's faith in the education of our country, not in their God. They're running into my territory when they go that. This H.R. 1078 would have children questioning their gun rights. So, you know, when you open up a big bandwagon, like with this No Child Left Behind, and then you blame it on the Democrats later when they go after all your gun rights, when you educated the children in it and you use Tom DeLay and George Bush pushing it, and I'd like to say that I understand that he also reset up Ron Paul's district, the best friend we have on this gun rights, and a lot of other things. To make it harder for Ron Paul to win.
Okay, thank you, Regina. Appreciate the call. And to take the last thing she said, they targeted Senator Bob Smith, got him out. They've said they're going to go after Tom Tancredo. This is Republicans. They've rewritten Ron Paul's district. Why do we see the neocons in Washington going after real conservatives, Neil?
Well, I know that Ron Paul is... not beloved of the people up here. He doesn't play the game with him, and this is why I love him. Back in 1976, when Ron Paul was in Congress before, he was the only one that was standing up there trying to get the Congress to vote on killing this D.C. gun ban that's been with us for these 30 years almost, and the one that we're trying to knock out now. And by the way, I give credit. I want to make this loud and clear. NRA is behind both of those bills. There's 150 co-sponsors in the House on that Mark Souter bill that I just mentioned.
Okay, let's go to another call. Ron in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Ron.
I heard Tancredo on Michael Savage last night. Savage was savaging the Bush administration. Heard Joel Skelton, World Affairs Brief, and others, people that make Alex Jones seem awfully calm on Coast to Coast a lot lately. Are we seeing a shift here? Are we seeing a shift here somewhere?
Well, we could stand some shifting, I guarantee.
Well, I'm kind of wondering. I am really amazed at what I've been hearing lately.
Well, look, what's happening is they know that we know, so they have to mix some good stuff in so that we will then, you know, bite on. It's like you coat a cyanide pill in sugar.
Well...
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I agree. I understand where you're coming from, Alex, but I'm beginning to think that you're doing some good. I think you're actually getting through, and with your guests... like Neil and more and more people like him are speaking out on your program and other programs. And I'm thinking the message is starting to get through a little bit, that people are starting to wake up. I certainly hope so. I get that feeling, that impression.
Well, I hope so, too. Tancredo only won by... No, it was... I'm take that back. I'm thinking about Beaupre, who only won by 171 votes last time. But that... Remember, the redistricting was done by the state of Colorado and by the state of Texas. And let's see what happened. I know that Tom DeLay was involved in that, but I know also that Martin Frost was in it on the other side. He helped pass that, the one that we're trying to get rid of.
It's just very interesting that conservative Democrats have been written out in Texas, and Ron Paul has had his district altered. Very suspicious activity. Thanks, Ron. Let's talk to Randy in Washington State. Go ahead, Randy.
Hi, gentlemen. Quick comment and a question. I own six of the rifles that are on that ban list. Now, I have approximately 25 magazines for every one of those rifles, and the price of the magazines was fairly cheap. And what I understand, there's like a 20-year supply still out there, so I can't understand why the law was passed in the first place. But I would like to see if Neil thinks the main battle will be in the Senate, because the House members are already leaning toward a no vote if DeLay's trying to block it. And the reason I ask this is I'm looking at an article dated 1604 saying that Senator Russ Feingold is now leaning against not voting for the ban.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Are you talking about on the, quote, assault weapon ban?
Yes. I'm reading it on a site called awbansunset.com.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that web page, but I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, but what is the header? What article is it they posted?
It's 1604, Senator Russ Feingold leaning against assault weapons ban. There's a question mark. It was from the Green Bay News Chronicle.
Yeah, that's a mainstream newspaper.
Okay. I'm not really hopeful. I really have my doubts about the Senate, because there are a couple of highly questionable Republicans in there.
Well, you know what? We're going to see what happens, but we got to put total pressure on them. That, and you can say it's not a repeal, but the law will automatically repeal itself. It will die coming up this September. We got to tell them, hey, I don't care if you reauthorize that law, I am voting for Hillary Clinton or Dean or whoever, because at least we'll know what we're facing.
Well, I've already made up my mind. I'm not voting for George Bush. The thing that just finally pushed me over the edge was the amnesty deal that he announced today. He's a rhino.
Now, I've already read the bill. They're supporting McCain's bill. If you get here, you're legal in perpetuity. It's not a one-time amnesty. Also, illegals can file with the government to be brought in from foreign countries. I mean, this is incredible. But I didn't see Bush's comments yet. What did he say?
It's mostly been reporting on mainstream newspapers, things like the Drudge Report, saying that he supports it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have the thing that he's going to announce it in his meeting Monday with Fox, but everybody keeps saying he's going to announce it today. They already announced it months ago. Neil Knox comments to what the callers have been saying.
Well, I don't know. I do know this about there are a lot of senators that are being hammered. Feingold might be one that would come our way. I know that his buddy McCain is the other way on the, quote, assault weapon ban. They bear in mind, folks, that even though the Republicans have a majority in the Senate, the gun owners do not have a majority in the Senate. And I hope that we would have a majority, a thin majority, after this next election, because that's looking pretty good. We'd lose some good friends, but we also are going to lose some enemies because of due to retirement. But in the House, we're in pretty good shape on that.
Neil Knox, one more segment. Got a few other calls for
you. Okay, go ahead.
I also want to talk about talk about your organization, how folks get involved with that. We're going to break here, come back with a final segment with Neil Knox, take a few more calls. Stay with us, folks. Then I'm getting back into the amnesty, back into all the news I haven't detailed yet in the final 30 minutes of this show. Please stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. As a nurse, I know the dangers of toxins and heavy metals in the body. Chelation treatments can rid the body of these toxins, but it can be expensive, time-consuming, and inconvenient. But now there's Detoximin. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of EDTA chelation therapy, says that Detoximin is the only chelation suppository product on the market that has all the following attributes. It's legal, safe, comfortable to use, and has documented proof of its consistent effectiveness in its ability to chelate. 10 chelation treatments would cost about $1,000, but you can get approximately the same amount of chelation therapy for $289.95. This is an amazing breakthrough, and now you can rid your body of heavy metals and toxins in the privacy of your own home. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com to order your Detoximin today. Imagine the equivalent of 10 chelation treatments for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery. Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
All right, folks, news blitz coming up and more of your calls. This is our final segment with Neil Knox. Let's take two more calls real quick here. Hal in Florida, then John in Tennessee. Hal in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I have some questions directed to Neil Knox. I have read the magazines that he wrote for, and I'm a NRA Life and Endowment member, and I also was a sustaining member of the ILA that he was director of. I'm very surprised to hear that he seems favorable to G.W. Bush. My first question was, why did he Bush signed the so-called Patriot Act, and how does that help us as gun owners? That's my first question. And second question to Neil is, what can I, as a life and endowment member of NRA, do to help him straighten out the NRA? And I think I'll just stand by and listen.
Okay.
Well, first of all, the only thing that an NRA voting member can do, such as this man, the only thing that he can do is to vote in the director elections and to support those of us who, on occasion, try to amend bylaws by mail. See, what happened in Cincinnati, we could at that time amend the bylaws at the annual meeting by a vote of the members. Powers that be in there, I put an end to that. It's very limited now what a member can do, but that is the only thing I can see to do. We haven't run a slate in a couple of years. We may run one before it's over with. I've had people pushing me to again run a slate, and we're talking about it.
Okay, for those that don't know what running a slate is, explain it to them.
That's where you have several directors or several candidates that will pool their resources in order to run for the board of directors. The other reason is you don't want to be on there by yourself. I've been there by myself, and all you can do is thumb your nose at them when you vote. But if you run a slate, then you've got a chance of having several people get onto the board at the same time to have a common goal.
Okay, well, the Patriot Act comment, make a comment on that.
All right. On Patriot Act, there's a lot of things in it that make me nervous. I am really nervous when I think about how that law would be enforced by somebody that, let's say a Janet Reno. I'm worried about John Ashcroft doing it, but I know John Ashcroft well enough that I'm not as worried about him as I am the people that are going to follow him. And this law has got some dangerous provisions in it. That's summary.
It needs to be repealed. Of course, Bush has signed Patriot Act 2 3 weeks ago. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Here's why we can't give our guns to a gangster government. In Tennessee, 3 weeks ago, the Patriot Act and Homeland Security's TIPS program were used in a DUI case. The wing commander of the Air National Guard base in Knoxville was stalked by the citizen informant truck driver of the Highway Watch program. The police declared that he had not been drinking and was not speeding, yet they arrested him and then forced him to take a fake blood alcohol test. Score was 0.38, but every DUI lawyer knows those tests cannot test for alcohol. So it was some kind of medical condition, but not diabetes, so maybe Gulf War vaccines. Now, this guy's been locked up in the loony bin rehab for 3 weeks, which is a psych ward like Rush Limbaugh. If he gets out, he will then be arrested, according to the sheriff on TV, and the DA can never drop charges against innocent people or they're going to get sued for false arrest. So he's stripped of his command. He's facing court-martial.
Hey, I'll tell you what, John, I'm going to put you on hold and talk about this after the break. I want to let Neil Knox go. Neil, I want to thank you for coming on. The website's neilknox.com. What are some of the other contact points for you or some of the info you're putting out?
Well, I put out a newsletter called The Hardcore Report. And anyone that contributes to what I'm doing, and the main thing that Firearms Coalition is, it's a coalition of groups around the country, the activist groups on the ground. That's where the real power of the gun lobby is. It's the people down there who cast the votes, who talk to their congressmen and to their state reps.
Okay, how do folks get in touch with you and get the hardcore newsletter?
Well, they can look on Webline, and it's got the address there, but it's Post Office Box 3313, Manassas. Like in Bull Run, Manassas, M-A-N-A-S-S-A-S, Virginia, 20108.
Okay, Neil Knox, we'll have you back on. God bless you. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you could be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm not going to have any time to take any other calls after John in Tennessee, because I want to get back into some of the main headlines and then some of the news we haven't gotten to yet here in the last 27, 26 minutes of this worldwide broadcast. John, you called in last week or 2 weeks ago about an Air Force officer who they grabbed and tested and said that he was drunk, and that they were using the local tips program that's been implemented nationwide to the truck drivers. And but really, if you've emailed me the article, I missed it. But you know, for those of us that don't know what's going on, can you explain this to us?
Colonel John Keenan, he's the wing commander, the highest ranking commander at McGee Tyson Airport, the 134th Air Refueling Wing, which is a Tennessee Air National Guard base. He commanded troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, and now he can't be trusted to drive the speed limit down the interstate. So, you know, he was minding his own business. I don't know if this is the TIPS program or if they targeted him on the TIPS program with an informant, because they reported an informant tracked him down the highway and called police. So maybe he found a billion-dollar pallet of heroin coming back from Afghanistan on his tankers. You know, I don't know. Somebody was stalking him, though, for sure, according to the newspaper. And that could be the TIPS program, because they said it was truckers, and the truckers the ones in the highway watch.
That's where they implemented TIPS, and TIPS was not defunded. They changed the name and doubled the funding.
Yeah, well, this is 1 week after Tennessee made a $250,000 speeding ticket arrest under the Patriot Act with the Highway Patrol. They
I did get that article.
Yeah, they seized $130,000 cash, a $100,000 vehicle, and even though they admitted no crime was alleged or anything. So it's now illegal to drive across any state without crossing state lines while carrying over $3,000 cash.
And that's Patriot Act, yeah.
That's the Patriot Act.
That was in the news. They admitted it.
So crooked cops are loving this Patriot Act because they can seize anything and do anything. And on Cops on TV, they had a cop arrest a guy because he held a brick and they accused him of terrorism.
I know everything's terrorism now.
As far as guns, though, I wanted to ask Mr. Knox if he knew about the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, where 100 World War II vets opened fire on a sheriff's jail to get the ballot boxes back. And the sheriff fled and Congress awarded the vets a big pat on the back. So guns can be useful in certain situations if you have to make a citizen's arrest, which is what they did on the
crooked
sheriff.
You know, I've read about that story, and that's a true story.
That's been on TV.
I would love somebody to call me involved with that or a family member of those guys or one of them, if they're still alive. I'd like to have them on this show.
There's a book written called The Battle of Athens. You can go to Amazon.com and probably get it in the used book area. So the writer.
Now, you know, if they would have lost that, they'd all be in prison.
That's right. But
I mean, nowadays, if the sheriff was stealing the election and you went and got him back, you'd still go to prison. They'd say, so what? You're a terrorist. We're stealing the election.
Well, anybody can make a citizen's arrest of any police officer that gets out of line. That is what happened in
Well, that's the law, and that's what America was. That's why we were different from Russia. But they don't even know about that now.
Well, a little 80-pound woman in Knoxville, Tennessee, 2 weeks ago, arrested a big old cop who beat her up in a traffic stop. She won her trial, and the same afternoon she swore out an affidavit of criminal complaint against
the
cop.
You're saying an 80-pound woman arrested the cop?
She went to the judicial commissioner, and he issued the arrest warrant. He just filed an affidavit, swore to
What did he do to her?
He punched her in the back while she was handcuffed, and it was on video.
You know, I'm not saying all police are bad. Most of them are just good old boys. But, folks, all the time, right here in Austin, they're hiring a bunch of steroid heads. They beat women up, you name it. I mean, it's getting crazy.
Well, if we waiver our rights, we have no rights. And it's like your guest was saying, you just got to stand your ground and fight.
Yeah, Neil Knox, I don't think, was saying Bush is good. I think he's saying on the Second Amendment, because Bush is a Republican, he's having to creep along going after our guns. And he was saying Bush was bad because of that. But Knox falls into the, you know, whole neocon thing of, well, you know, he's better than, you know, Al Gore. But that's really not true.
I think we need to get away from these civil lawsuits and get into the area of filing criminal charges against people when they break the law. I don't think we need to be.
Well, let me tell you something. I have friends. I myself have tried to file criminal charges on police. When you call up or walk in there to do it, they'll say, you turn around and walk right out that door, we're arresting you. Or they'll let you see internal affairs and they will laugh at you.
I've been down that road. There's three ways or four ways you can make an arrest. If they block one area, you go to the other. You can write a letter to the grand jury foreman and ask to speak to them. You can go to a judicial commissioner.
That's the answer. That's one of the, well, go over the four ways. Go ahead.
Well, you can write a letter to the grand jury foreman. You got to find the address and then just, you know, stealth, go in there and write the letter and get it to them however you can. Or you can go to what they call here a judicial commissioner, which is like a magistrate. And you're supposed to, the DA tries to vet the applications, but you don't have to go through that. You just need to do a full, detailed, letter, an affidavit, swear to the truthfulness, use videotapes, use audio tapes, use photographs, get your dates and times and witnesses down, and study the pattern jury instructions so you know what the elements are. You don't need a DA then. You can always get a special prosecutor, pro se. You don't need a DA in court. I mean, or you can make a citizen's arrest. You just tell the person they're under arrest, and you touch them, and you grab them, and you take them down to jail, and let them wave a gun at your head, but they're probably not going to pull the trigger. And take them to the judge. Tell your case to the judge.
And then the news says, an 80-pound terrorist attacked one of our love forces, one of our good little angels who never did anything
wrong.
No, they
had to back off. They had to back off. But the cops were so funny because they were crying. They said, we're all going to be afraid of arresting anybody now. We're afraid to arrest anybody because they can file criminal charges. They should go to internal affairs first, which, of course, like you said.
Well, you could always file criminal charges. To say that people are above the law, when you're a public servant, you're under greater scrutiny.
Well, most of them are breaking the law anyway, like traffic tickets or civil matters that they want you to plead guilty. That means the court, judge, and the cops are all committing a fraud and can go to prison for fraud. Because that
Hey, listen, I got to let you go. I appreciate the call. Yeah, how did America ever get along without tickets? You know, they're only about 50 years old, 60 years old. They started in that cesspool that is New York City. Yeah, we could. I mean, big cities could have their front doors open, and their big cities would have a sheriff with maybe 50 deputies. But we got more and more cops, we got more and more crime, and more private prisons owned by the military-industrial complex. And it's always, we need more, we need more, we need more. Yeah, more to give you tickets, more to bust in your door, looking for drugs that the government shipped in to begin with, more to get you into their clutches and make you plea bargains so you can build widgets in some private prison. All right, I want to go into the news here, but there's a bunch of it. Bush proposing immigration reforms, want to mention that again. Bercy found guilty, fined $500. You cannot protest Bush now. It's not allowed. That goes into quarantining dissent. We discussed yesterday, CIA faked German terror alert. China to drop martial law from its constitution and add the term state of emergency. That's some of what's coming up in a minute. I do want to take a minute or two out, though, and encourage everybody to stop procrastinating, to tell somebody every day about this radio show or a local talk show host that's telling the truth, to call into a local radio talk show that is ignorant and to inform them, or to drop by and give them documents or videotapes, to go to a city council meeting, to start studying the law, to read your constitution, to read your Bill of Rights. The journey of 1,000 miles, the old Chinese proverb says, starts with a single step. Take that first step. Stop talking about how you can't affect change and you don't have any power and there's nothing you can do, and take that first step, folks. We were all there once, okay? And none of us are going to save the world by ourselves, but together we can affect change and, you know, come out on the side of the good guys. We've got to do it. And to that aim, if you want to do more than just talk about it, you want to have evidence, professionally produced evidence, documenting the long train of abuses and criminal activities of this global crime syndicate. And that's what it is, a big commission, a mafia commission, a syndicate. Instead of mafia captains over each city, it's globalist families over each country. They literally meet in their big committee of 300. They have their managers in the CFR and Trilateral Commission. If you want to expose this system, you need to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. It goes into the system, what they're setting up, what they're doing, how to stop them. Matrix of Evil Exposed with Ron Paul and Colonel Craig Roberts and Frank Morales and myself and others. You need to get Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design, America Wake Up or Waco. These are all incredible films, and they won't be seen, they won't be known, they won't inform anybody unless you get the videos, make 10 copies, give them to your rabbi, your pastor, local talk show host, to your neighbor. Take action. It's having an effect. All right? So please make the call. The videos are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours, $20 when you order three or more. There's my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. We carry Fritz Springmeier's Bloodlines Illuminati. We got a lot of great books, a lot of great material, great pro-gun t-shirts. It's all at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. via our secure online shopping cart, or you can call toll-free. And that's 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right. What can I say about Bush and immigration? We could talk about this for the whole show. I talked about it some in the middle of the show, at the first of the show, but bottom line, I've read the bill that Bush is pushing. They support this McCain bill. and the bill will legalize everybody that's here and anyone that ever comes here in perpetuity. End of borders, end of everything, and it will even allow foreigners to even get financial aid to come here. Oh, yes. But it's in a database, quote, of jobs Americans don't want. Sure. So not just legalize everybody that is here, but in addition, those outside the country waiting to work in the United States, wanting to work in the United States, would be able to sign into a computer system. Employers would first have to show the jobs cannot be filled by Americans. Oh, I'm sure the employers want to pay an American $8. I know they'll get an illegal who's now legal, who shun the types of menial labor jobs that immigrants take. Well, because immigrants have driven the wages down so cheap, you can't live and pay your taxes on it. You can't live and pay your taxes on $4 an hour. Many people pay them even lower than that. It's a big pay raise for them in Mexico, getting 25 cents, maybe an hour if they're lucky. And they all live, you know, 10, 15 to a little house and don't pay the taxes. And it doesn't help them. It doesn't help citizens. Doesn't help anybody but the big fat bankers. So it doesn't just legalize everybody that's here or can ever get here. It also helps people get here. So we also, yesterday, with James Bovard, covered the article out of the San Francisco Chronicle. He's a conservative, by the way. He has to go to liberal papers to have stuff like this published. Quarantining dissent, how the Secret Service protects Bush from free speech. They're arresting 65-year-old retired steel worker. He was in a... He refused to be at the baseball field, out of view, a third of a mile away with a fence around it for the designated free speech zone where no one could see any of the media. And the Secret Service told the police, and they're doing this everywhere, to arrest him. They did. Another 55-year-old man was in a large crowd of pro-Bush supporters on the side of a busy road. In 2002, and he had a sign saying no blood for oil. He was ordered arrested by the Secret Service for standing in amongst the crowd. They told the police no anti-Bush signs allowed on these roads coming in. Okay? And they arrested him, and the court found that that's a good thing. A judge fined Brent Bercy $500, ruling that Bercy broke a federal law designed to shield the president from harm, as if somebody after the president wouldn't have a sign saying, I love Bush. I love this. It's for the president's safety. No one can protest. Bercy, 55, said he would appeal and call on President Bush's opponents to continue criticizing his policies. U.S. Magistrate Bristow Marchette acknowledged Bercy was not a threat to Bush during the president's October 24, 2002 visit to Columbia. But the judge dismissed Bercy's free speech defense and ruled the protester had no right to be as close to Bush as Bercy wanted to in his efforts to show that that some South Carolinians oppose his plan to attack Iraq. And again, it has the details of it. Bush was pulling into the hotel, and people were being held back across the street. A bunch of frothing, gun-grabbing neocons who want open borders were worshiping him. Worshipping the growth of big government, and Mr. Bercy stood in the crowd with his sign that said, no blood for oil, and was singled out and arrested. Again, when President Bush travels around the United States, the Secret Service visits the location ahead of time and orders local police to set up free speech zones or protest zones where people opposed to Bush policies are quarantined. And it goes on to describe how they've got police interviewed here. They just walk over and say, okay, anybody with a sign against Bush, kick them out or arrest them. That's your new free country, folks. And when he went into Africa, Bush had thousands arrested and put in a sports stadium because they didn't look good. They looked unseemly. Just absolutely incredible. CIA faked German terror alert. This is out of Netvisen TV, official TV in Norway. Sources at the German Intelligence Bureau claim that CIA misinformed them about the alleged planned terror action in Hamburg, December 30th. Anwar al-Islam was accused of being behind the attempt. According to information provided to TV2 by German intelligence, they are convinced the CIA information was wrong, and they allegedly fear that American authorities planted the information. Of course. Oh, no, they just plant fake letters from troops in newspapers saying how much they love the war. They just lie about weapons of mass destruction and mobile weapons trucks. They just told us they'd be lying to us. And it's like the woman with the self-heating leather jacket they sell everywhere. They knew that that it was no big deal, had fighters chase it, and for 4 hours, people thought that there was a plane about to crash into us. It's incredible. And there's dozens of these examples in the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's just, it's theater. Over the last year, they've been admitting that they're ordered to put out fake terror alerts. Also, German police were tipped off by the CIA, doubt that the terror alarm was real, maybe fake. And they go on to say that there's evidence that a lot of the info they're given is false to create fear. You bet. News of Halliburton getting kickbacks comes in, double charging the Pentagon. Suddenly there's orange alerts. Ah, we're in trouble. Help us.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Taking a lesson from the more sophisticated PR-driven globalist here in the U.S., the military-industrial complex. This is the Channel News Asia report. China to drop martial law 15 years after Tiananmen crackdown report. China will strike the term martial law from its constitution during an upcoming legislative session 15 years after military crackdown on unarmed pro-democracy protesters. Oh, it's like Miami and Seattle in Tiananmen Square. According to the Oriental Outlook Weekly, the constitutional amendment will strip the Strong Committee of the National People's Congress of the power to declare martial law and instead it empowered it to call a state of emergency. Like General Eberhardt, we're not going to have martial law, but we are in a state of emergency. Or Tommy Franks, well, martial law, but, you know, it's kind of a good thing there. This is out of BBC talking about civil emergencies. Civil Contingencies Bill gives UK government dictatorial powers, planned new powers for dealing with a major terrorist attack and other big emergencies, are unveiled on Wednesday. Ministers have already published drafts of the new laws, which were criticized by an influential committee of members of parliament and peers for putting human rights at risk. They fear that unless the Civil Contingency Bill contains suitable constraints, its powers could be abused by a future government. And it admits they can arrest people, put them in, quote, rest and relaxation camps, you name it. Civil rights campaigners want the new powers to be more strictly defined. The government published its draft legislation last June to give members of parliament and peers the chance to examine legislation before it was debated in parliament. The Queen's speech included a promise to put the plans in the law, but a parliamentary committee set up to look at the plans said they had potentially dangerous flaws. Police powers. The measures are aimed at shaking up legislation that dates back to the 20s, giving ministers all new powers they need to tackle a wide range of incidents ranging from foot and mouth to an attack on the internet. The draft plans include enabling the government to rush through temporary legislation without prior parliamentary approval, with authorities having new powers to declare a regional state of emergency. The police would get new powers to evacuate danger areas in the event of a catastrophic event. Oh, yes, forcibly at gunpoint. The definition of emergency would also be extended to encompass emergency situations affecting national security, human welfare, the environment, and potential political, administrative, or economic stability. And it goes on saying it's a dictatorship. But, you know, dictatorship's needed when the terrorists are attacking. Blair, I'll take Britain into the euro by 07. Despite the fact that 80-plus percent don't want to give up their sovereignty, it's going to happen. Tony Blair has set a stage for 07 to take Britain into the euro and wants the government to agree to public pledge to secure membership by that date. You're not going to have a vote now, a referendum. We're just going to do it. Doesn't matter what you want. It's for your safety, of course. Big surprise, Diana not pregnant at death, says Queen's man. The Queen's coroner went in there and dug the body up and says Princess Diana was not pregnant when she died. A former royal coroner says, apparently ruling out one of the rumors that was swirled around. Folks, she had told people she was pregnant. She'd said they were going to kill her. That's all admitted. This is just more spin. So that's a very interesting. That's nice. Also, Diane Dottie murdered, says Dodi Alfiad's father. They get into all that. We're out of time. 42 journalists have been killed during the Iraq War. We have the mainstream news articles where the U.S. government said they were going to target even Western journalists and kill them to stifle coverage. Sounds like a good government, killing journalists. Hey, let's give our rights up to them, and then we'll all be safe. Won't that just be wonderful? I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. God bless you all. Please spread the word about the broadcast. And please get out there and warn people about history and how it's repeating itself in the most horrible way. Take care.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.